Your date won't text you back, but they'll talk to us.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz. What happened?
On Star 102.5.
Well, Letitia, our listener Letitia, got a hold of us looking for our help. Wants to know what happened with Rick. Wanted to know if he'll talk to us because she hasn't heard from him since their date. Good news is we found him, and he's on the phone right now. Hey, Rick, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
We are good because we wanted to get a hold of you and talk to you and get your side of things because we heard from Letitia, and she told us that you guys had gone out, had a nice dinner. She thought things had gone pretty well, and she's just surprised. She thought she would have heard from you. Told us that you texted her a couple of times after the date, but then it just kind of petered out at that point. And you haven't heard from her, or she hasn't heard from you since. So what gives? What's going on? Did why are you ghosting her?
I don't know. I wanted to. It just life got in the way, you know? It just got away from me.
Can you expand on that a little bit? Like, what do you mean life got in the way? Did you get a new job? Did you move?
No, I work and friends and family and video games. You know, there's stuff to do.
What? Oh.
Okay. I'm with you.
Okay.
Okay, so you're saying that you haven't gotten back to Letitia because you had to basically just do life things and play video games.
Yeah, I mean, work and, I guess when you put it like that, I guess. That's it.
I like how you went back to, and work.
And work. I mean, throw that in there.
Yeah, that was the lifing part.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Got it.
So, all right. Well, of course, Letitia has been listening in. Letitia, so apparently it was video games. Life.
And work.
Life.
And family.
Work
and friends.
Come on. Give me a break here.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. It's not up to us.
Right
yeah. Okay.
What? Look, But please, don't take it personally. It's just life. Things happen. I meant to text you back.
Yeah, but you didn't. Like, you literally just said video games were more important and work, but you don't have, like, a real career job.
Huh?
All right, well, what
does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Like, he flips burgers, which is fine, but,
it's a real job.
I
work just as hard as anybody else.
No, right. I'm sure it gets really busy. Are you telling me it gets so busy that you didn't look at your phone once during work? Like, you couldn't send me a text in the hard-hitting world of McDonald's?
You know, well, yeah, I did, but, now after this, after you're dogging me like this, I'm not sure that this is going to work out.
Really, what gave you that idea?
Okay.
Well, I don't appreciate you just kind of blasting me like this about what I do for a living.
I would
have no problem, but don't use it as an excuse to not contact me.
Right.
Okay.
Obviously, I knew you flipped burgers. I still wanted to go out with you again. But don't be like, oh, work is so tough. I couldn't even send you a text message. Come on.
Okay. Well,
I think my decision's been made for me.
It sounds like neither one of you want to see each other again.
Yeah.
Are we right in that?
I think you're right about that.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a good idea.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For both sides, honestly.
Right.
So, okay. Sorry, Letitia. I know you wanted to know what happened. Well, you do. We got that part of it solved for you, but... looks like no going out again. But thanks for being on the show. Both of you, have a good day and take care, all right?
Yeah, you guys too.
Have a good one.
Dumped. Ghosted.
Call the Ghost Busters.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz. What happened on Star 102.5?